Hello, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Leanne. I'm happy to be with you today. Welcome to Life Coach Radio Network. I'm Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach. Today's episode is going to be unique indeed. In light of the West being on fire, we're going to talk today about how fire and smoke show up in our lives. I am, as I shared, Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach. Also, I am the CEO of La Dolce Vita Coaching. As a former homeschool mom, devoted warrior wife, and a new nester, I have purpose to walk through this life one step at a time. As a coach, I help others to discover and understand the challenges, fears, and insecurities that have taken our voices away. As your life empowerment coach, I have a desire to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as you boldly let go of all of the obstacles that hold you back from fully embracing the life you were created to live. So many of us have never discovered our unique voice, or have we fully embraced our God-given values. I believe that it is time to ignite our sense of purpose, to find our unique voices and embrace the values that we hold dear. What do you say we start doing that together tonight? Let's take that first step together. For those of you who would like to visit my website, I want you to go ahead and feel free to go to www.walkyourtalkwithleanne.com. I'd also like to invite our listeners this evening to participate tonight in a conversation by calling into our studio at 646-716-9397. All right, looks like we have a caller on right now. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Okay, maybe not. I am still learning the Blog Talk Radio Network. So the topic tonight is going to be on, as you saw, fire and smoke and some of the dangers that those bring into our lives. You know, being as the West is on fire, it's a really dangerous time right now. And I live in Los Alamos, New Mexico, which is a city that has been plagued by fires over the years. And being as I live in this city where it is full of science and innovation, I thought I would start our time together with a little health science lesson. Smoke is a complex mixture of carbon dioxide, water vapor, carbon monoxide, particulate matter, hydrocarbons, and other organic chemicals, nitrogen oxides, and metals. This mixture can irritate and even injure the mouth, nose, throat, and lung tissue. In healthy people, symptoms of smoke exposure usually include irritation of eyes, nose, and throat. More severe symptoms may include chest tightness, wheezing, shortness of breath, and coughing. If you have asthma, a chronic lung disease, or cardiovascular disease, smoke exposure can aggravate these conditions. In smoking conditions, if you develop symptoms which do not respond to your usual medication, you need to see your doctor immediately. Prolonged exposure to smoke of all kinds is harmful to people of all ages. Like cigarette smoke, smoke from fires can eventually damage your body's ability to remove large particles and excess phlegm from your lungs and airway. But the healthy lung has a great ability to recover from the effects of smoke, provided there is time to recover. Let me just stop right here and ask you to think a moment about a time in your life when perhaps the trials you faced made it hard for you to breathe. Perhaps it was a loss, an injury. Maybe somebody disappointed you. Maybe they let you down. Maybe they used a harsh word or an unkind voice with you. Perhaps it was an abuse, an addiction, a betrayal. Perhaps those things have taken your breath away. During an actual emergency, sirens will sound. Emergency alert systems will go off. It was formerly called the emergency broadcast system. You know that annoying sound coming to you over your radio or television that provided you with a warning? The EAS transmits national, state, and local emergency warnings, and it's designed to automatically break into regular programming to provide guidance to your viewing area. I want you to think of a time when your internal EAS has gone off. Perhaps it broke into your heart, your soul, and your mind. What did that feel like? What did it look like? Could you see anything? Oftentimes, when stressors come into our lives, things happen that cause our bodies to react in certain ways. Right now, Colorado is burning. New Mexico is burning. There's a lot going on right now. And all of us are really grieved. And as we look at pictures, you probably saw some sitting on the website tonight on the on my page, the introduction there. And so when you look at those pictures of the smoke and you see the triangle of what is needed for a fire to come into play, I want you to think about how those things show up in your life. So we've got the things that are needed for a fire to happen. There's three things that must be there. Oxygen. A fire must have oxygen to develop and grow. So the oxygen in our own lives could be the words that we give to the things that have gone wrong in our lives instead of enjoying the things that are going well. The fuel. What fuel exists in your life? Is it the unidentified stressors? Is it unresolved anger? Hello, 507? Hi, are you there? Oh, okay, that's all right. Okay, well, we're just going to keep going on today. So this evening, it looks like we've got a lot of people on. I thank you all so much for being here. This is my first show. Again, this is Leanne Parsons. I am the Walk Your Talk coach, and we've been talking so far all about the fire in our lives and what that smoke can produce in our lives. We've been talking about all of the areas that stress can show up in our lives that provide the fuel for us. So again, I'm wondering if you all can hear me. If somebody would jump into the chat and let me know that you are here, that would be super fantastic. And I am going to assume that you are. So we're going to go ahead and keep going. We've got about 20 minutes left in our call today, and I would absolutely love it if one of you would jump on in, if you like, and engage with me just a little bit. 507, are you there?
I am here, Leanne.
Hi there. Who do I have with me tonight?
This is your cousin, Mitzi.
This is who? Mitzi. Hey, Mitzi. Have you been able to hear me so far tonight?
Yes, there was one little blackout point, but then it started up again.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for being here with us this evening.
Not a problem. I was so excited all day about this call.
Oh, fantastic. So what made you excited for this call tonight?
Well, anything I can do to grow closer to God and develop my relationship with Him are steps that I am taking And knowing you as well as I do, I knew that this would be a positive step in that direction.
Well, fantastic. I really appreciate your encouragement, Mitt. And it really blesses me that you're on tonight. So what I've shared so far, what's speaking to you?
Just like the unresolved issues and how that does fuel the fire.
Okay. And so in your own life, you have some unresolved issues, apparently, because you're recognizing that.
Yes. Yes. Big time.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you've had issues like we all have had, that we have had to resolve, right? And
yes.
So would you have, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
Okay, so when you have these unresolved issues, does it feel like there's smoke in front of your eyes?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Black. Heavy smoke.
Wow. And so when you see that heavy smoke in front of your eyes, what comes up for you? What kind of feelings does that invoke in you?
Negative.
Lots of negative
feelings.
Very
negative. Yep. Lots of negative thoughts, lots of negative feelings. Anxiety.
Right on. Mm-hmm.
It clouds everything. It clouds everything.
Right. You know, I'm sitting here right now in my dining room, and I'm looking out at the mountains in my little studio, and I am barely seeing them right now. I'm looking to the east at the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, and I am seeing smoke come above them, and I can barely see them at this moment. I know that they're there,
mm-hmm.
but I can't see them very clearly because of the smoke and the haze that's going on today. And so when you think of that in your own life, what do you know that's on the other side of your unresolved issues?
Blessings.
Wow, that's beautiful. And so what prevents you from throwing the water or cutting through that smoke, taking that first step into those blessings?
The spiritual attack of the negative and the overwhelming fear and struggle that no matter how hard I try, I'm not good enough to get to that other side.
Wow. That's very honest, Missy. I really appreciate you sharing your heart on that, and that's very real. And so when those thoughts of feeling that you're not good enough to step to that other side, when they come up, what kind of action does that produce?
What kind of action does it produce?
Yeah. What happens to you?
It's paralyzing. It's all the old tapes that you heard, you know, the negative stuff you heard growing up or the negative things that happened to you as a child or as a young adult or the mistakes that you, the decisions you've made that were wrong even before you were saved and you knew that, you know, hey, my thinking was totally different. But yet, on the other hand, you still, Satan uses those to completely 100% make you feel that way, and I allow it. I totally allow it. I take responsibility for my part in this because I know that I can, no matter what, I just have to figure out what I need to do, and I'm working on that with some different apps on my phone, reading different Who I Am in Christ, taking a spiritual warfare class so that I can arm myself to overcome that paralyzation of not being able to step forward into all that God has for me.
Wow, fantastic. So it sounds like you're really taking the steps that you need to help you journey, you know, down and walk through that smoke and on into your blessings. And so when you see yourself on the other side, how will you celebrate that?
Oh, lots of tears.
Absolutely. Lots of tears.
Tears of relief. And just a pure joy that you cannot explain. That is exactly what I see, is just this joy and indescribable joy.
Wow, that's beautiful. And you know, that is one of the things that I love to do as a coach, is really help people to, I am the Walk Your Talk coach, as you know, and it is to help people get that confidence to make those steps that they need to embrace the life that they fully want to live. And so on a scale of 1 to 10, Mitzi, how much do you believe that you really can embrace the life that you want to live? 1 being, Leanne, I don't believe that at all, and 10 being, yeah, I'm rocking this. I believe that I can embrace everything I want.
It would be a 10, that if I'm obedient and do the things that I'm supposed to do, and do what God has called me to do and is telling me to do, that, yeah, this will happen. This will happen without a shadow of a doubt.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you sharing all of that. And so have you been watching about our fires here in New Mexico and Colorado?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I talked to Amy today to find out that they're okay, how things are going. Been watching it in where you are. And then, of course, the tornadoes, you know, watching all these horrific things that are happening and people losing their homes and losing lives and losing loved ones. And, yeah, paying very close attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Praying for everyone.
Right. Yeah, it is very, very, very scary out there right now. And it is one of those times where we realize how out of control we really are with the circumstances that go on around us, right? And the parallel of that into our own lives is very, very huge. And right. And so when you see that and hear that in the news, and then you think about your own life and these victories and these clouds of smoke that can block us from moving forward, what kind of things in your own life are the fuel for the fires that are burning that provide you with that smoke?
It would definitely be, at this point, the home life with Jerry's drinking and decisions Luke is making that are affecting the family, and the negativity, I don't know what a good word would be to use to describe it, but just always feeling like when you walk in the house, what's the attack going to be today?
Wow. So it sounds like when you make that step into your home and you're engaging with your family, that there are some items within the household in people's personalities, behaviors, actions, and that kind of thing that are fuel for some fire. Right?
Yes.
And so, so when you step into that, how are you preparing yourself for those engagements?
On my way home from work, I make sure that it's only praise and worship music that's on. And I am staying very quiet to not use my words to hurt people. And sometimes, as we humans do, we mess up and we explode and let our flesh take over. And so I'm working hard to be more quiet and think before I speak, or think before I act.
Wow, so you're being very proactive. And so one of the other desires that I have as a life empowerment coach, Mitzi, is to really help women get their voices back. Because oftentimes in our life, different circumstances that come before us can take away our voices. Right? And sometimes
right.
We don't even know. Yeah, sometimes we don't even know the song that we were created to sing. Sometimes, perhaps, we've even given away our song to somebody else or to a circumstance. And so my desire as a life empowerment coach is to really help people get the voice back that they were created with and perhaps they have let go over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so when I say that to you, how true is that for you that perhaps you have given away a little bit of your voice over the years?
Oh, 100% true. It's especially because with Luke, he's kind of walked away from God, and Jerry's never had a relationship with him. So you're dealing with two people who don't want to hear or care. And maybe care is not a fair word to say because I don't know their hearts, but they don't want to hear what God has to say. They don't want to hear that God has a plan for them. They don't want to hear that this is temporary. This is, you know, Luke is definitely way more receptive. And even Paige is, you know, doesn't come to church anymore, isn't walking it, and doesn't, you know, I know she believes, I know she, but she's at that stage of, I don't want to go to church, I'm not going to go to church. And they, so you, I feel like my voice is taken away because if I bring it up, I get the eye roll, the, yeah, whatever, Mom, the, you know, and with Jerry, I don't bring it up because I feel like if I do, you know, it fuels his fire to say that I'm crazy, I'm nuts, and all that stuff's a bunch of baloney or whatever. And so I feel like the voice I should have as a wife, as a partner, and his role as the spiritual leader of the household, those things are not happening. So my voice cannot be heard amongst the darkness that's in the home.
Right. So it sounds like, yeah, there's a little bit of smoke going on. It's kind of choking each one of you out from being your mm-hmm. true and authentic self, right? And that's mm-hmm. that's probably a little bit, I can understand that would be a little bit painful.
Yeah.
Right, to have your breath taken away that way. And so when you think about up until today and making some new changes for tomorrow, what kind of things would you like to see?
I would like to be...
Let me rephrase that. Oh, go ahead. You got it. Okay, go.
Yeah. I would like to be the woman that God created me to be, to speak to my husband and not worry about what he thinks or worry about what he's going to say and leave it in God's hands. To have enough faith that when I do, if I look at Jerry and say, you know, you don't need to be so upset about this, or you don't need whatever it is, whatever the case may be able to say, you know, God will take care of us. God will provide for us. God will, you know, God loves us. And we just need to walk in that faith. And then I want to be able to be okay with that. I said that no matter what his response is, positive or negative.
Beautiful, because it sounds like you really want to be secure in your own identity and in your own mm-hmm. path, in your relationship with your Creator and mm-hmm. your Savior to boldly walk. It's like I'm thinking of the mountains with the smoke in front of them. It's like the path is right before you, and you really want to walk that path. And you would love it if your family came with you.
Mm-hmm.
But you really do. What I'm hearing you say is that you really want to have that confidence and authenticity, that courage, that love and joy, that you can step out into that and kind of walk your talk.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of want those to match up.
Yeah, and that's the biggest reason when I saw what you called this, I was like, there you go, answer to prayer right there.
Well, fantastic, and I really do appreciate you calling in tonight and being very vulnerable and sharing your heart with us. And I know that there are listeners out there. I'm looking at my board. We've got people out there that I'm sure are being very encouraged by your story. And, you know, we all have our stories. We all have our pains in our lives, our struggles, our victories. And a lot of times the smoke and the fire and the fuel in our lives can really stop us from stepping forward into the life that we were created to live. And so I really do appreciate your courage tonight for calling in, and I hope that we will get to talk more about this as time goes on. Our show is coming to a close. We've got about 3 minutes left, and I do want to take just a few minutes and share with each one of you about some of the upcoming shows that we're going to be having on Life Coach Radio Network. The first one that's coming up is going to be on Friday, June 14th, tomorrow. I'd like you to join Mandy Rozenek, Filomeno Iorio, and Tim Biltler on Friday, June the 14th, like I said, at noon. And they're going to talk about Flag Day. They're going to discuss life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Then on Saturday, June 15th at 5 p.m., we're going to be joining Danielle Macario, David Diamond, and Joanna Swift, and they're going to be chatting about our potential and what keeps us up at night. Then the third show that we're going to be promoting here on Life Coach Radio Network is the Reverend Jen, as she shares her insights into spirituality and how it impacts our lives. So those are our upcoming shows on Life Coach Radio Network in the next couple of days. I am also going to be back on Life Coach Radio Network on the 18th of June, here just next week. And I am going to be joining Andrea Ruckelman of New Perspectives Communication and Barbara Hetzel of Rich Tuff Coaching. And we're going to show you how to overcome what's holding you back and help you reinvent yourself to fulfill your career. Perhaps you want to change it and create your life purpose. So I would love to invite each one of you to join us for these next upcoming four shows. And so in wrapping up tonight, I just really want to thank all of you for coming on my debut coaching show on the Life Coach Radio Network. It's a real privilege to be here with each one of you. And I especially want to do a shout out to all the firefighters that are so diligently, fearlessly, and courageously fighting the fires to keep us all safe, to keep our homes safe, to keep our places of employment safe and our families safe. And for those of you who have lost homes and precious possessions, my heart goes out to you. Our prayers are with you, and we desire that through this time that you would receive a tremendous amount of comfort and love and support from your communities. So once again, I thank each one of you for coming and sharing this time with us tonight as we explored the power of fire and smoke in our lives. May all of us take a bucket of water, throw it on the smoke, put it out before the fire begins in our lives. May each one of us not provide the fuel of unresolved anger and issues that prevent us from fully living out the lives that we were created to live. Again, this is Leanne, the Walk Your Talk coach and the CEO of La Dolce Vita Coaching, signing off, saying thank you, and may each one of you have an incredibly blessed evening. Stay safe and live epically. So, Mitzi, are you still there? Okay, anybody else? We are still on. If anybody wants to call in, it is no longer live, but we are being recorded. If you choose to, you can call in, and I can see you on my dashboard. Once again, the number, if you do want to call in and chat a little bit, the number is not right in front of me. I'm going to get that for you just in case you want to call in and chat with me just a little bit. That would be fantastic. The call-in number is 646-716-9397 if you are still logged in and would like to call. All right. I am going to assume that we are done and our call is over. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.